The Supreme Court of Appeal, eventually, Judge Mandisa Meyer, the head of the Supreme Court of Appeal, got to look at the papers, asking her to reconsider a decision by a two-bench judge, turning down Jacob Zuma's approach to the SCA, asking essentially that Billy Downer be declared unfit to conduct the Jacob Zuma corruption and fraud trial. And also, we have now finally a date on which papers must be filed and on which there will be a hearing in connection with Jacob Zuma's approach to the Supreme Court of Appeal to get his being sentenced to jail and medical parole, and the decision by the then Arthur Fraser, the then Commissioner for Correctional Service, to get that overturned. And look, there's absolutely no surprise that Judge Mandisa Meyer said go away. And equally, it will be no surprise when at the very last minute the Zuma camp says that they are going to approach the Constitutional Court, and it will equally be no surprise when the Constitutional Court says go away. But there are a couple of worrying things about this. The first is that the papers in relation to the Billy Downer matter were filed on the 11th of April. Urgent. Judge Mandisa Meyer got them on the 17th of May. She then took 3 working days to come up with her inevitable go-away decision. And on the matter of the parole, Judge Mandisa Meyer said in February that she agreed that this should be an expedited matter, that this should jump up the court roll. And she asked the then court registrar to write to the people involved and say, please, can we have papers by this date and that date so that we can have a hearing by this date? And the registrar of the court wrote back to say that the judge, the Supreme Court of Appeal head judge, says we cannot accommodate your request for an expedited hearing. And so as a result, this is going to be heard pretty much at the time that his prison sentence comes to an end. Karen Maughan, legal journalist with News 24. Karen, good afternoon. I mean, one of the things said about Judge Mandisa Meyer is that she has made the SCA in Bloemfontein an entirely ship-shape institution. Doesn't look like it. There have been a couple of holes in the caulking.
Well, I think what you also mentioned, which is so important, is that both of these cases were regarded as urgent. When Billy Downer was in court before Judge Pitcairn, he specifically referenced the fact, which you and I have documented in previous interviews, that for the first time ever, the NPA said, we're not going to file affidavits opposing the special plea challenge. We're not going to file affidavits opposing the reconsideration. We'll stand on the Kuhn judgment. It's fine. We just need this matter expedited. Yet, for whatever reason, which has not been explained in the statement issued by the Office of the Chief Justice, we have an extraordinary situation where a 13-page document, which, as you point out, Mandisa Meyer dealt with in 3 days, was sitting in the office of the SCA until the day that Jacob Zuma was back in court. I mean, that is extraordinary. And this was a highly publicized matter. It wasn't something where, you know, people didn't know about the case. It was all over the news. It was a pivotal issue that needed to be decided. And for whatever reason, which have not been ventilated, apart from saying it was due to administrative challenges, that case was sitting there for well over a month.
And the same is true of the medical parole decision. Again, that the Chief Justice or the head of the SCA says this must be expedited. And I don't know whether it's right to expect of her that after 3 weeks with no communication about this reaching her desk, she scratches her head and says, I wonder what's happening with this matter, and follows up. Is that too much to expect of her?
Well, I think, you know, the fact of the matter is that she is vying for the position of Deputy Chief Justice. She will be interviewed on the 20th of June, and I think this is going to be something that will come up. I mean, as you point out, and it's well documented, she has been praised for it. The Supreme Court of Appeal has widely been regarded as one of the best-run courts in the country. It's highly efficient. It deals with a number of cases. So I think, you know, in fairness to her, there does need to be a proper investigation. But indeed, I think that she will face questions in her position as ultimately the accounting officer for that court, the person who is in charge of it. you know, what did you do to make sure that these cases were being dealt with quickly? And at what point did you start getting concerned when these matters weren't coming before you? Because in the case of the medical parole, you know, she had said, find out from the parties when they can file the record, you know, all the documents that had formed the basis of the original case. We can hear this matter in May. And there was simply no subsequent communication after that. And I think that there needs to be real questions raised about at what point the alarm bell started being raised, because it seems that it was really lawyers, letters from the lawyers and questions from the media, and specifically the Sunday Times, that allowed this entire matter to then come out in the open. And as you point out, we're now having it heard on the 15th of August in circumstances where the former president's prison, imprisonment, under correctional services comes to an end in October. It is highly unlikely that judgment will be delivered before then, and the entire issue will become academic.
Karen, sorry to rush you, but this kind of thing, administrative issues, broadly stated as that, it creates such fertile ground for the people who are itching to find reasons to try to persuade people that Jacob Zuma is being conspired against. You know, when why aren't you doing this? Because we believe that he would have won the case, and you've deliberately delayed it, and all of these. All of this rubbish has an opportunity to be, you know, to be fertilized and grow.
Well, I mean, in both instances, one would argue that these delays were very decidedly to Jacob Zuma's advantage.
Oh, that
he
doesn't matter
exactly
when you're doing
chomping at
the bit
to go on trial. Yeah. And indeed, he's, you know, his biggest contention in the original medical parole matter was that the issue was academic, and that his prison sentence would come to an end. So the exact same argument that he made in the lower court has sort of replicated itself in the higher court. But it is unfortunate. I think it needs to be there needs to be a substantive investigation, and we need full transparency as to how two urgent matters involving the former head of state have come to be delayed for months in circumstances where they seemed relatively easy to deal with. And I think that Maya will be aware that this is going to be something that will come up in her interview, and I think she will have to address it substantively beyond just a one-page statement.
Karen Maughan, legal journalist with News 24, thank you.